Grindel, you've got a visitor.
Neil, how did you get here?
I got a lift with Death.
Wow, it's so good to see you.
And you, Bird. Though, goodness, you've obviously seen better days.
Yeah, these chains don't half cut into you. You know, even though by nature I'm a glass half full kind of creature, my predicament has really started to affect my mental health.
Yes, well, I can see why.
It would be great to have a hug.
A hug? I imagine it would.
I mean, from you, Neil.
Me?
Well, yes. I don't think the prison guard is going to oblige any time soon. It would mean a lot, Neil.
Would it, though?
A reassuring squeeze after all that I've been through recently. Yes, Neil, it would.
Look, no offence, Seagull, but you're totally covered in your own feces.
Well, so would you be, Neil, if you were cursed with my bowels and pinned down by heavy chains and gnawing depression.
Yeah, but still, I think I would have made some sort of effort to keep myself, you know, a bit more presentable.
Presentable? For whom? It's not as if I have regular dinner guests down here in my dark, airless hole.
Well, okay, just one small hug, then. There we go.
Thank you, Neil. That means a lot.
Okay, can you let go now?
I'm trying, but I think my dried-up crap is acting as some kind of adhesive.
Oh, God, the stench! I think I'm gonna be...
Thanks, Neil.
Sorry, Bird. But hey, look! My vomit has acted as a solvent, and... There we go. That's us unglued. Tell you what, Bird. Let's never speak at this moment ever again, shall we?
Yeah, probably best not. So, Neil, what's the plan? I'm about to stand trial before the Seraphim Council in the Celestial Star Chamber, and honestly, I really don't fancy my chances.
Well, I was chewing this over on the way here and spitballing some ideas with Death.
Great.
You know, this sort of thing. Stress testing competing legal strategies and alternative lines of approach.
Uh-huh.
Running with the intellectual ball in one direction, as it were, before doubling back and doing a dummy run the other way.
And the result of all this running is...
Okay, the plan is this, Seagull. Listen carefully. Fess up and say sorry.
That's it. Confess and apologise.
Yeah, beautifully simple, huh? I mean, your accusers are fellow angels, aren't they? Blazing beacons of virtue and forgiveness.
Who told you that?
Well, no one, but, you know, everyone knows that angels are...
chock full of goodness and light.
Well, yeah.
Not all of the time, they're not. I mean, if God's around, then they're all very holy and righteous. But when they're off the meter, as it were, they can be right fucking cunts.
Hey, but you're a member of this highest of orders, aren't you? And you've only ever had the well-being of others as your number one priority.
Well, yes, that's very much the official line, Neil. But I'm sure you've noticed me wobbling a bit while attempting to navigate the straight and narrow road of righteousness.
Look, you can't exactly blame yourself for your unreliable bowels, Seagull.
I don't?
Oh, of course not. That was...
a cock-up by the manifestation department. No, Neil, I'm thinking more along the lines of my uncharitable attitude towards your mother as an example.
Well, she can be quite trying sometimes.
Quite? Oh, God, I'm doing it again. And how about when I encouraged you not to follow your heart and abandon Tasman in limbo? I mean, that wasn't very nice, was it?
Oh, come on, you were only thinking about me, Seagull. And don't forget, it was you who later suggested we went and saved her.
Then there was that time I called Tracy a pusillanimous bitch.
Yeah, but that was nothing she didn't deserve, Bird.
And of course, not forgetting the time I told you to go fuck yourself until you bled.
Eh? You said what?
Although, on reflection, I think I might not have said that one out loud. The point is, Neil, just because they're angels, you can't assume that they will just forgive me if I stand there and say, sorry, fellas, won't happen again.
Look, trust me. If you show genuine contrition and I explain how loyal and supportive you've been to me and my mission, a mission instigated by God himself, don't forget, then I'm sure they'll show compassion and just let you go.
Well, seeing as you're the closest thing I have to a defense lawyer right now, I suppose that'll have to be the angle then.
Yeah, in the meantime, it might be a good idea to try and scrape some of that shit off, you know, off you.
Yeah, good call. You haven't got a comb on you by any chance.
Yeah, I have, but seeing as I'm officially halfway through a date, I'd rather keep it shit-free if that's all right.
Fair enough. I'll try using this broken cup instead.
Yeah, I'm sure that'll work. You know, eventually.
Oh no, not again. Harry, can you hold the fort for a moment while I go and check on that?
Sure, no problem.
Thanks. You know, some of these older systems really need a good overhaul. Back in a tick.
Hello there. If you're after Derek, he's just popped through to the Derek!
So how would you like to be addressed, Hugh?
I think Prince works well with my new swishy garments, don't you think?
Prince, right. June, could you send a memo to all departments letting them know?
Yes, David.
Although, I quite like Duke. Or how about Viceroy? Is that how you say it? Or is it Viceroy? Is it Viceroy? I don't know. How do you say it?
Perhaps for the time being, hold off on that memo, June.
Will do.
Tell you what, let's just stick with Prince Hugh, or Sire, for now. And how about you, David?
What about me, Prince Hugh?
What's your official name here, then?
Having only recently transferred over from internal investigations, I don't yet really have a...
Ooh! Lord Chamberlain! How about that?
Okay.
I like the idea of having my own Lord Chamberlain. You know, because it'll be fun to say... Lord Chamberlain, bring me cake!
Yes, I imagine it would. Right, so as I was saying, this High Council acts as the administrative nerve centre of Cosmos PLC, and therefore it is
so,
your...
So, is it on its way then?
I'm sorry, is what on its way?
My cake order.
Oh, right, that was an actual royal proclamation, was it? Right, Samantha, could you source us some cake, please?
Certainly. What kind of cake would you like?
Oh, walnut chocolate cake, please.
Walnut chocolate. Okay, I'll get right on that.
No, hang on. I had quite a lot of that for breakfast. Perhaps something lighter. A carrot cake, please.
I'm not sure carrot cake is a lighter alternative, Sire.
Oh, no, June, you could be right. Not with that cream cheese topping.
So what do you suggest, June?
Oh, I'm not sure off the top of my head.
June, please, we have important matters of business to discuss.
Samantha, any suggestions from you about a suitable light cake alternative for Prince Hugh?
Well, perhaps some kind of light and fluffy sponge cake. Does he like sponge cakes?
Do you like sponge cakes, Prince Hugh?
Oh, I don't know. I mean... I quite often just see some cake and then eat it without knowing exactly what sort of cake it is. Lily thinks I'm a right old piggy.
Samantha, sponge cake will be just fine.
I rather like a classic Victoria sponge cake myself. Well, perhaps one of those.
Yes, Samantha, please action that straight away.
Oh, hang on a minute. I've got a good idea. What about... Oh, excuse me. I'm afraid the council is in full session. If you just...
Oh, God! Samantha! Are you all right?
I've got a very bad feeling about this.
Well, look, Lord Chamberlain, if you feel that strongly about it, I can always just have another walnut chocolate cake. It won't be the end of the world.
No, my unease has nothing to do with cake. Sigrun?
I've got this. Lock the door after me. If I'm not back in 5 minutes, alert my sisters.
So how did you sleep, Mrs. Flowers?
Oh, not too badly, thank you.
Oh, I'm pleased to hear that. Managed to avoid the right-hand side of the bed, okay, then?
Yes, more or less.
How about you, Mr. Flowers?
Generally okay, though I'm afraid the sound of rutting foxes woke me a couple of times.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. More tea?
No, I'm good, thank you. The odd thing is that at one point it sounded like they'd broken into the building.
Oh, hang on. Oh, I know what's gone on there. Oh, that wasn't foxes, Mr. Flowers. That was me and my Clive. Oh, yes. That's what that was.
Ah, I see. Only it did sound quite...
Painful. Oh, don't worry. It's always like that just prior to him going off on one of his TV assignments. It's my way of marking me territory, if you get my meaning.
Yes, sort of.
No Neil this morning, Mrs. Taylor?
No. Didn't come back last night, the dirty little stop-out. Oh, he probably ended up under the pier selling his arse for small change as usual. Foul little beggar. He can't get a job, see? The useless twat.
Good morning, all.
Clive? Clive Marshall? Good to meet you at last.
At last?
Yes. What I mean, of course, is that your fame precedes you.
Oh, right. A fan of the show, are you?
Yes. Yes, that's right. Huge fan. Strange thing is, though, I thought you had been retired.
Been retired, my dearest?
Sorry, I meant you were thinking of retiring.
Au contraire. There's plenty more life in this old dog.
Or old fox.
Right. Exactly.
Ah, full English, my love.
Oh, I think I'm fully sated on that front, Jean. I couldn't nibble a morsel more.
Oh, you're just so naughty, Clive, you green-fingered moist maker. And such saucy talk in front of the new guests, too.
Oh, don't you worry about us, please.
You know I meant eggs and bacon, Clive.
Actually, sorry, Jean. Got a dash. Studio sent a car for me. Oh, that'll probably be my chauffeur now. Tasmin.
Hello, Clive.
It's no use. You've really got to move on.
Sorry.
Who is it?
Look, give me a call later and we'll arrange a rendezvous.
I haven't come for you, Clive. I'm back with Neil.
Really? But why?
Oh, it's you. I thought you might come sniffing around here again like some scruffy bitch on heat.
No, you don't understand. I'm back with Neil now.
Really? Well, why?
That's what I said.
We've realised that despite everything, we're just meant to be together.
Well, he didn't come back home last night, so off you trot.
I know he didn't. He's off on another heroic mission and just wanted me to let you know so that you wouldn't worry.
Worry? Why on earth should I worry?
Well, in case something happens to him.
Like what?
I don't know. He might get pounded again by that anal strometer.
Anal strometer? Oh, that sounds right up his street, that does. Dirty pervert.
Anyway, take care. And if I get an update, I'll keep you in the loop.
Really, dear? No need to bother.
Did you hear that, Professor? Sounds like Neil and Tasmin are back together again.
Yes. I'm familiar with the files, ma'am. With their colourful history, it is quite the romantic tale.
Yes, it is, isn't it? And one that I hereby resolve to utterly destroy. How is she? I'm afraid that Samantha is dead. Oh, God! And there's no sign of the assailant. It must have been a very swift and professional execution.
Oh, no. Do you think it was bears?
Bears? No. She was definitely murdered by some kind of blade.
But could it have been bears armed with swords?
Bears armed with swords? Honestly, I have encountered many sights on the battlefield, but that is not one that I have ever witnessed.
But it's possible.
Yes. At a stretch, I suppose.
Oh no, not again!
Well, well, and so it continues.
What do you mean, David?
Well, ironically, a possible rampaging serial killer was item number 6 on today's agenda. Given this turn of events, perhaps it's a matter we ought to prioritise.
You think?
Oh my God, is that Samantha out there?
Yes, Derek,
What's left of her?
What on earth's going on? The exact same thing happened to my assistant, Harry.
What?
Cut to pieces while I was out back calibrating the upflow surge generator.
Right, that's it. I propose that we amend today's agenda and give this matter our full attention. Prince Hugh, I call upon you to convene an emergency meeting of Viper and initiate a cosmos-wide lockdown.
Lockdown? And Viper? Okay. What's a Viper meeting?
It's a special meeting that's convened when the integrity of Cosmos itself is under immediate threat.
Right, I see. Can I still order some cake, though?
Sorry?
It's just when I feel out of my depth and scared, I find that eating cake calms me.
Yes, okay.
And a colouring book.
A what?
You know, a book with different things that I can colour in. When Santa and Ruby both got ripped to pieces, it really helped me afterwards, colouring in animals and trees and things like that.
All right. Samantha, could you...
David?
Oh, yes. What a bother. Tell you what, Prince Hugh, when I get a mo, I'll pop out and get that cake and colouring book for you.
Thanks.
In the meantime, let's officially convene that emergency meeting, shall we?
That's your cue, sire.
Me? Oh, yes. Right. Hear ye, all gathered, here. By the power invested in me, I declare this Viper meeting...
Viper.
Oh, sorry. Yes. Viper meeting open. Cake and lemonade will also be served. That's all right about the lemonade, is it?
Yes. I'm sure that can be arranged.
So, Jesus, if you were to get stuck in a chimney, what would you do?
Right. I'd probably call on God to send down a couple of angels to help me out.
Okay. But what if God couldn't spare any angels at that particular moment?
Yeah, that's a good point. In fact, knowing Dad, he'd probably screw it up and send them to the wrong chimney anyway.
In which case, you would do what?
Probably get Ryan to call for help.
Ryan?
Yeah. You probably know him more as the Holy Spirit or the Holy Ghost.
Sorry. Never met him.
Yeah, well, it's hard to actually meet Ryan, as he's barely indistinguishable from thin air. Isn't that right, Ryan? I said, isn't that right, Ryan?
Are you okay, Jesus?
No, he does this.
Does what?
He keeps really quiet, and then suddenly pops up behind you and shouts something really childish, like, boo, or gotcha.
Right, does he? Okay, I think we've pretty much covered everything, so... I mustn't keep you, Jesus, and a huge thank you for your time today.
So, when will you make your decision?
Oh, well, I've just got a couple more candidates to see and then I'll let you know.
Hang on, did you hear that?
Hear what?
Could have sworn I heard Ryan whisper something, that sneaky little bastard.
Okay, I'll be in touch.
Right, sure.
Better make a note. Candidate... Jesus Christ, nice hair, but has significant mental issues. Let down gently. Oh, hello there. Are you here for the Father Christmas vacancy?
Father Christmas?
Yes.
That sounds interesting.
Right. So that's a yes then.
Okay. Hey.
Lovely. So if you'd like to just pop that to...
Scythe.
Scythe. Okay. If you could just lean it over there, then let's get down to the interview.
Things are sometimes hard and you don't know what to do. Sing this happy song and his joy will see you through.
Prince Hugh.
Sing it now, sing it loud, sing it out.
With all due respect, sire, this is a Viper emergency meeting. We need focused, insightful and intelligent leadership on this matter, not silly out-of-tune elf songs.
But I don't know what to say. This is all beyond me.
May I make a suggestion then?
Yes, please.
Right, we need to immediately onboard a dedicated police investigative team to track down and apprehend this killer.
Who do you have in mind, David? Cosmos doesn't possess anything like a police force.
No, June, but Limbo Homeland Security do. So as a matter of some urgency, I will make the necessary inquiries and get a team of their best and brightest onto this. In the meantime, June, can you contact HR and find a suitable replacement for Samantha?
Will do.
Do you mind just giving it a final check, Douglas?
Sure. All clear, God. The corridor's completely empty.
Good, good. Better to be safe than sorry.
Though, of course, being omniscient, you probably knew that.
Sadly, Douglas, ever since my enforced exile, I've lost a little bit of my omniscient shine.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
C'est la vie. Anyway, Douglas, it's now time to show you the special project.
Golly, I'm just so excited about it, God. I've hardly slept.
And remember, no one apart from you and I must know about it.
Of course.
Right then, if you could just take the other end of that cloth.
Sure.
And voila!
Wow, cool.
Obviously, this is just a scale model.
Obviously.
So, what do you think?
Honestly?
Of course. You're my top elf. I 100% trust your judgment, Douglas.
It looks a bit of a mess.
Come again?
Well, I appreciate that it's just a model, but what are all those screwed up bits of paper meant to be?
They're trees.
Okay, and the blue string?
Rivers.
And the torn up bits of cardboard?
Rocks and assorted scree.
Assorted scree, right.
To be honest, Ruby was always much better than me when it came to the models. She had a flair for miniature crafts like that. Oh, yet another reason why she's so sorely missed.
Sure, I understand.
I really excel from the prototype phase onwards.
Of course you do, God. I mean, you've created a lot of amazing things in your time.
True, true. Have you really got no idea at all what this model represents, Douglas?
No.
It's Eden, Douglas.
What? But you've already created Eden.
I have, but this will be the Garden of Eden Mark II. A totally rejuvenated version of the original one. I've already been down there sprucing the place up, and I tell you, I'm so pleased how it's all coming along.
Right, I see. So, I guess those two funny stick creatures in the middle of this diorama must be...
That's right, Douglas. A new Adam and a new Eve.
Wow.
I know.
I'll get it.
But what about the model?
I wouldn't worry, God. It just looks like you've knocked over a rubbish bin.
Oh, okay. Hugh, everything all right?
No, nothing's all right.
What's happened?
Everything's gone wrong.
What do you mean?
There are serial killing bears, stabbing people with swords, a stupid emergency lockdown viper thing, and loads of difficult questions that I don't know the answers to.
Oh, Hugh, I'm so sorry to hear that.
And still no cake or colouring book.
Serial killing bears with swords? Are you sure about that?
Yeah, even the High Council receptionist has been murdered by one of them.
Blimey.
It's just that it sounds a bit unlikely.
Well, it has happened before. You know, when you got them to kill Santa.
They didn't use swords, Hugh. They used their claws and teeth.
Well, that's even worse. I really don't know why you had to go and do that, God.
Oh, Hugh, I'm so sorry. I thought it was the only way.
I don't know why you asked me to do it in the first place, God. I'd much rather find a new Santa or help with your redesign of the Garden of Eden.
How on earth did you...
Oh, this? No, Hugh, this is just some rubbish I'm sorting through.
No, it's not. It's a 1 to 100,000 scale model of the Garden of Eden. I might not be a very good leader of Cosmos, but I do know my models. Even the really badly made ones.
Ah, yes, well, you're spot on, Hugh.
Oh my goodness, you've even got Adam and Eve figurines in it.
Figurines? Those twisted bits of stick?
Does that mean, God, you're going to make new ones of them as well?
Hugh, please keep your voice down. This is meant to be a huge secret.
Oh, okay. It's just that this is so exciting.
I know, but no one else must know about this, Hugh. It all went horribly wrong the first time round because of that wretched snake, and I couldn't go through that sort of disappointment again. You do understand, don't you?
Yeah, it'll be our little secret. Just the three of us.
That's right, just the three of us. Now, once you've had time to recompose yourself, Hugh, I urge you to resume your position as my regent at the High Council. I know it can be very difficult at the top, but I have every faith in your abilities.
Okay, I'll have a little lie down and then go back.
Excellent.
Well, maybe a lie down and then some cake.
Of course, whatever works for you.
Actually, I'll probably have a lie down, some cake, and then another lie down.
Okay, off you go, Hugh, and good luck.
And so, fellow Seraphim, the accused stands before you on the following charges. Grand larceny. Identity fraud. Mendacious and perfidious conduct. The illegal and grossly inappropriate incarnation as an unsanctioned seabird. 2 counts of manslaughter.
Oh, God! They're really going to town on me, aren't they?
Look, don't worry. Just stick to the plan and I'm sure all will be well.
Look, Neil, thanks for being here with me at this time. It's really appreciated.
Hey, don't mention it. We'll get this all tied up in no time, I'm sure.
Of pejorative and vulgar language, breaking and entering.
Hang on. That's not right.
Indecorous and excessive defecation.
Excuse me.
Seagull, leave it.
Carundial of the Seraphim. In this star chamber, it is very much frowned upon to interrupt the listing of charges against you.
Sorry, my lord. The thing is, I didn't break into the vault.
You didn't?
No, I was let in by the guard.
While pretending to be a member of the Internal Securities Inspectorate?
Yeah.
Having already penetrated the Longevity Department illegally?
Uh-huh.
And killed 2 security guards?
Well...
With a toxic brew that so contaminated the area that it is now a dead zone. Off limits for at least the next 200 years, apparently.
I don't think it was that bad, to be honest. Perhaps longevity are being a little oversensitive.
Court clerk, please continue. Thank you, Lord. Unauthorized visitations to Limbo, Valhalla, and Alpine Adventure. And finally, behavior grossly unbecoming of a member of the most high and holy Seraphim. And so, Carundial, how do you plead?
Go on.
Okay, but I'm really not happy about a couple of the other charges. Wasn't my fault that I ended up as a shitting seagull.
Just say it.
Guilty of all the charges, Your Honor.
I see. Well, this won't take long. Members of the Seraphim Council, what punishment would be befitting for such a long list of heinous and indefensible crimes?
Oh, brilliant. Nice plan, Neil.
Whoa, hang on. Excuse me, Your Honour. I have things I wish to say in defence of the accused.
And who are you, exactly?
Neil Taylor, with an O.
An O?
Yes.
All right, Neil Taylor... with an O. Fire away. But please don't waffle. I hate wafflers.
Right. Most venerable and righteous Seraphim, to whom the very heavens bow down and pay homage to your radiant...
Or arse lickers. I'm not too fond of them either.
Okay. Noted. So, cutting to the central core of my argument, and by doing so, circumventing the need to establish certain parameters, vis-a-vis premise, and...
You're waffling!
Sorry. Okay.
Neil, there's no need for the fancy language. Just breathe and be yourself.
Yes. Yes, you're right, Seagull. Just breathe. Just breathe.
In your own time, Mr. Taylor.
Oh, I'm feeling a bit lightheaded.
Now what?
Sorry, Your Honour. My defence counsel has fainted. I'll try and rouse him.
I can tell you now, Seagull, that's hardly going to help your defence.
Oh, where am I?
Star Chamber, Neil. You fainted. Too much oxygen.
Oh, yes. Is that...
Yes, it is. Now, come on, Neil. Just speak from your heart. You're my last and only hope now.
Of course. Yes, my heart. Right. Seraphim, it may well be that what you see before you is just a shit-stained bird, but that is not what I see. I see someone who has stuck with me through thick and thin, who has put aside his own desires, his own ambitions, to serve not only me, but God himself. Yes, Carindal may have trespassed. Yes, he may have contravened certain laws, but only because he has striven to do the right thing, not for himself, but for the greater good of all sentient beings on every plane of existence. I therefore ask that you show him the same compassion that he has shown to so many others that have crossed his path.
Thank you, Neil Taylor. Such authentic, impassioned, moving words. I'm sure I'm not alone in being forced to pause and reconsider my earlier, rather less gracious sentiments regarding the accused. Under my guidance as judge, we, the Seraphim Council, will now retire to consider judgment.
Wow, Neil, that was just amazing.
I've never done something like that before. You know, opened up and really spoken from my heart.
Do you know, Neil, only a few minutes ago I thought that that was it. I was totally screwed. But because of what you said and the way you said it, I really think it could make all the difference.
Gosh, that was a quick deliberation. Do you think the whole case is going to be thrown out?
Here's hoping, Neil. Here's hoping.
Carundial of the Seraphim, we have now deliberated and gravely examined our hearts and consciences, and it is the decision of this court that you be sentenced to 4,000 years in the Pit of Reflection.
What's the Pit of Reflection?
It's as it sounds, Neil. A deep pit full of mirrors. The idea being that you spend millennia in solitary confinement reflecting on your sins. As far as I know, no one's yet escaped it with their sanity in one piece.
What twisted bastard came up with that idea?
I told you, Neil. Angels. They can be right fuckers.
Hey, excuse me, Judge. Didn't you take on board what I said? Don't you realise that Carindal here is one of the good guys?
Sorry, Neil Taylor, with an O, but the council has spoken. I mean, with this list of charges, what did you expect? Light rap on the knuckles? I can assure you it's lucky for Carindal that he hasn't been dipped in tar and tossed into the middle of a supernova. Right, court security, take him down.
I'm not having it. I'm just not having it.
Neil, it's no use. There's nothing you can do.
Come on then, you shits. Give it your best shot.
Nice shot, Leon.
Thanks, Mike.
Right, Duke, let's get you off to this here pit of infection. Isn't it reflection, Leon?
Reflection, infection, who cares? Whatever it's called, it's still a fucking awful place to end up.
You couldn't drop me off at the Pit of Affection instead, could you?
Shut it, you!
Right. Thought you could take me down that easily, did you?
Determined little bugger, isn't he? Wanna pop, mate?
Yeah.
Thanks, Leon. Ooh, what a scorcher. Nice one, mate. Mike Bird. Want to be dragged roughly, or do the shackle shuffle?
Shackle shuffle.
Come on then, get shuffling. Blimey, what's that then?
Uriel!
Stand aside, you two, unless you want to take on a Praetorian guardsman. Right, I think it's your turn, Leon. Shit! I can't penetrate that shield of his!
Okay,
you were warned! Ah! Right, keep still, and I'll get those chains off.
But why?
Band of brothers, Carundial. No one gets left behind in this unit.
Eternal Strife was written, directed, and recorded by Bruce Windward, and featured the voices of Angela McIntosh, Mark Crozer, Simon Hook, James Pepper, Katie Southwell, and Bruce Winwood. Music and sound design by Bruce Winwood.